Proclamation number 5434 of 10th of July, 1952. Abide in love, and you thus abide in God. Remain in constant contact with eternal love by being uninterruptedly active in love, and you'll always be flooded with strength and be able to work for the blessing of your fellow human beings. To whoever God gives an office, he also gives the strength to administer it, yet the supply of strength depends on a person's degree of love. But the assignment of an office also has the human being's activity of love as its basic condition, from which therefore can be seen that love must not be eliminated, that love is a first and will always remain so. And therefore you should first strive to increase your degree of love. You should provide care to your fellow human being's adversity. You should help him spiritually and physically. You should comfort the sad, lift up the despondent, strengthen the weak. You should do everything that helps to reduce suffering, and with loving, kind encouragement help fellow human beings to bear their suffering, who lift themselves up by your love, thus always feel the strength of love. Only this way you will maintain the connection with eternal love. Only this way it can fill you more and more and radiate its spirit upon you. Only this way you will also be permeated by the strength which enables you to carry out the work in the vineyard of the Lord until your hour has come, when God calls you away to work in the spiritual kingdom. As long as you live on earth, you can increase your degree of love yourselves, for you do not lack vitality which you should use to work in love. In the spiritual kingdom you lack the strength to do so if you are not mature yet, and therefore your fate will then be a very difficult one. On earth, however, you have complete freedom and can act as you please, for the strength to do so is at your disposal. Use it well, only do good, that is, don't waste your life's energy on evil deeds, or don't let it lie uncultivated through idleness, for one day you will regret bitterly for not having used your strength for right, God-pleasing deeds. And keep in mind that you draw God Himself to you as soon as you practice love, for God Himself is in every work of love. God is love, and therefore you should live in love so that you live in God, the eternal love. But God Himself will then be in you as well and fill you with His power, which can show itself physically and spiritually but will always help you to ascend. For if you are physically filled with strength, you will now likewise use it to be lovingly active, because God Himself is now active in you, because He impels you to give love, to radiate what is within you. And your bond with God will be inseparable, for this is the strength of divine love that, when filled by it, it chains everything to itself with irresistible power, so that the human being can never ever separate himself from eternal love once he has united himself with it, once his nature has changed into love. He then has become perfect and will no longer need the school of the Spirit on earth. He will then be called away by eternal love and then be allowed to dwell close to it, constantly permeated by its power, and be unspeakably happy, for he will then be able to be active in God's will, with his light and his power. Amen.